So, Larry, how are you adjusting to the new team organization?
For me, it hasn't been a hard change at all. The job is still the same. The only issue is I don't have to worry about where everybody is. I don't have to worry about what my other teammates are doing. And I just need to go make friends, kiss babies, and do business.
So that's kind of a nice thing, isn't it?
It is a nice thing. And, it's kind of like the ebb and flow. I'm not getting a lot of feedback from Eric, which is both good and bad. Whereas before it was me and Ryan kind of doing everything. So the fact that we don't have to, or me directly, Ryan gets involved a little bit more of it, but I don't have to get so involved into the mechanics of the practice and the business itself, is kind of nice. It allows me to free up my time and trying to put that to good use.
Do you think you'll make more money?
Yes. Yeah. I think the three of us will, Ryan, Tim, and myself, as well as Christine, will ultimately all end up making more money. The three of us tend to be very collaborative. We're still working together a lot and still trying to go after business collectively. And once again, if we're all pulling in the same direction or for the right aspects, it'll take care of itself. You know, all good things will happen.
That's great.
So we will make more money. Our payout will go up. Our life should get easier. We should get more help. We should, quite frankly, also get some marketing behind the scenes aspect with LinkedIn and brochures and all the things that a $3 billion team should have. Those are the things that we've been lacking. So all that will only help also.
Great. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just Skyped with Ryan. He's trying to get off the phone with a client, one of his larger.
Can you guys not see me?
Yeah, we can see you. Yeah. I just wanted to call on them before.
Oh, there it is.
You and I took.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. No, yeah, I've been logged. I was logged in before. I just wasn't on the phone because I was trying to get this lady off the phone. Sorry.
That's okay. So, Tim, you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying, things are looking good. As far as the team is concerned, getting, I guess, broader responsibilities because there's more partners, but a lot of the same that I was doing with Larry and Ryan before, taking on some of the smaller accounts and kind of doing some blocking and tackling for the senior partners, which is good for me because it helps me with revenue and expand my network, and good for them because they don't have to spend as much time with those smaller accounts. A lot of what Larry just said, having the resourcing is good, and getting any exposure, across the team is also good.
So who do you think is going to have the biggest impact? Is it going to be the biggest impact on you, Tim, or Ryan, or Larry?
If you're asking me, I think the biggest immediate impact is going to be for Larry, Barry, and Ryan, just because they're going to be on the team comp structure, which is great. Me being in the program, my comp structure hasn't changed. But again, having a broader subset of, I guess, senior mentors to learn the business and help, shuffle those smaller accounts that are good for referrals and centers of influence is definitely going to be beneficial to me over the longer period. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, so you're going to end up with more assets and more revenues so that when you come out and you are on your own, you're on a team, but you're making more money.
Correct. Yep, that's the goal. Yeah. Ryan and I talk about it a lot. They're doing the supernova process. I'm the yang to their yang as far as, they're looking to shuffle off the smaller accounts. Well, I am that person that's taking a lot of those smaller accounts and trying to squeeze them for either more assets or more structure and, the part of the program, just, following the steps. So.
It's great. It's good. Okay. Good. Ryan, Your turn. What's on your mind?
A lot. yeah, that's kind of a broad question. I mean, just generally speaking, I'm just trying to focus more on, which I think we talked about, you know, it's the models, it's the COIs and out of business activity. That's really what I'm trying to focus on. You know, and, you know, just cleaning up the all the Supernova stuff. I'm moving to digital Supernova folders. And I'm going through to do, the CPA and attorneys and making sure I have 100% on knowing who everyone's working with. You know, the advantage of the Supernova is having a, you know, deeper relationship with each client and larger wallet share and, you know, hopefully getting them more likely to refer. But the disadvantage is, there's a smaller set of, you know, it's a smaller social web, so to speak. And, you know, I'm really kind of, a lot of my clients are not charitably inclined for whatever reason. Maybe I'm not dealing with large enough clients, which is, will be helped by Supernova, of course. But, also the CPAs and attorneys, I have a lot of, I don't have as many CPAs and attorneys to dig through, so to speak. So, I know a good number of them already or, you know, so forth. So I'm going to need to work on that and, trying to network through friends. Like I think we talked about trying to find someone who's actually hungry as opposed to just, somebody who's out there. And, you know, my buddy has a good lead for me with a guy up in Melbourne, which is far geographically, but this guy works with lottery winners. So he's not necessarily looking to us for referrals. He's looking to make sure that his handoffs are well taken care of. And he's utilized Northern Trust and some of the trust companies up there. But, I think we can do a better job. So at least I know he's referring, and I'm trying to get in front of him, but he's, you know, he's at the stage of his career where he likes to golf a lot. And, I have a feeling I'm going to have to kind of like go up there at some point and have my buddy be like, oh, my friend's in town, let's grab lunch this day kind of thing and, you know, do something like that.
Is that Patrick or Ted?
Ted. Yeah, I was talking to my friend at a house party. She's actually now running a private office for another firm in Palm Beach, a family office setup. Mm-hmm. They're called Crescent Capital. Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-mm.
So they've got an office in Palm Beach, one in Chicago, one in Atlanta or California or something. But the whole firm has like $14, $15 billion, I think. So they're not a massive firm. Yeah, you know, and just kind of talking to her a little bit about what they do, so to speak. So she actually may refer some people to me. She's like, would you be interested in like a $3 million client that was like 80 and needed income? I'm like, yes. You know, like, I said, yeah, you know, I said, you know, 3 to 10 million is what we, you know, we do a lot of. And I told her also, I said, if someone's not a fit for me, then it, you know, I'll bring in someone else on the team. So interestingly enough, I may be able to turn her into a referral source. And her husband's father and brother are part of a very large estate group, but I don't know if we'll be able to crack in with them or not. You know, they're up in Palm Beach Gardens. Very prominent law firm up there. So I, you know, the husband's like, oh, you know, they're sending this stuff to Goldman, blah, 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 blah. But you know, we'll have to see, but at least I know they're referring and there's a lot of social connections. His brother was like a year ahead of me in college, but we have like 50 shared connections kind of thing, you know, one of those people. Larry, the family name's Commodore. So I'm trying honestly to step back and take a new look at how I'm operating my day to day, you know, and I'm trying not to waste time on BS. Like ultimately to get where we want to go, I have to bring a new business and I have to run my models good or well, you know, so my portfolio management has been suffering lately. So I'm working on getting that on track and trying to put a little bit more time on that. And then, you know, focus on COIs and outside the office and started exercising and, you know, getting on Mary Beth, got her to agree to a schedule. And if she wants to sleep in, then she misses her next day and I'm going to take her day to exercise. So we're getting better about that. Trying to get on it.
Good, good, good. One of the things that I wanted, look, the reality is, you know, we kind of had our admission time, the last conversation where you kind of admitted that you weren't doing everything that Supernova prescribes. And that's good, but I want you to do it. So one of the things was the executive summaries. And we're using the agenda, but not the executive summaries. That leads me to believe you're probably not using, in the folder, we have a section, a page called Introductions Given and Received, right? So if you're going to make an electronic version of the folder, don't leave that page out. And the reason, if you might not remember, but what we did was we kind of took it to the next level and said, okay, if you are going to have a folder with introductions given and received, how would you use that to encourage people to continue to give you referrals and recognize them for giving you introductions? So what we said was, you put down
while
the
you're
name.
Waiting, please enjoy a few original pieces composed by some of our employees.
So you put down the name of the person that refer. You know, it's the person you're using the folder for, the person that is referring you, right? So you put down the name of the person that is in fact referred to you, and then you put down the date that they were referred or introduced to you. And then when the client opens the account, you put down the date that the client opened the account, right? So it's simple enough, but what would you use it for then? Well, on the anniversary of when that client opens the relationship, you call them and thank them for the introduction. Do you remember this, Larry? Right. This is the greatest idea in the world that nobody uses. Okay.
And you I'm writing this down. This is good.
Yeah. Why don't people use this? Well, because they just don't. It's too much work and they don't want to bother and they think it's not going to have the introduction. But let me ask you guys a question. It's June 21st and Tim, you call the client and you say, Rob, I'm just calling today to thank you for the introduction to Larry Wachtel. And what did you, you know, I just wanted to call and thank you for that introduction.
It's now, perfect.
What's your reaction to that?
I mean, you'd be very, very thankful that the person was appreciative and grateful.
And?
What's that? Oh, wait, and you want to give more. You want to give
right.
more. Like anything else in life, you want to give more.
Ha, ha, ha.
because you get the endorphins going in your head, and you're like, wow, this makes me feel good to get a phone call back from this awesome financial advisor that's doing me a lot of good things, and I want to reciprocate.
And you want more of it, right? So let's say you feed me five of these. That means five times a year you're going to feel good.
Right.
Because I'm going to call you every time.
And you know it doesn't go to the client doesn't know that it's going to waste, I guess you can say.
I go to the bathroom, so I'd be on the cell phone. I'm out of the bathroom now, though. But might it be easier to – can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
okay. I'm saying maybe just have one sheet almost and just one spreadsheet of all the referrals, like just sorted by date,
sure,
so to speak, instead of like having it buried in each folder. So, unless you happen upon that folder, you have to look through all the folders.
Well, you wouldn't have to look through all the folders because you put down the date and right in your – You put down the day, that would be an appointment that you put on that date. So that would go on your appointment calendar, just like a birthday. Okay.
Right.
So,
and you put on a reoccurring. Every annually, it goes out into perpetuity, if you will, in your calendar on that same day to give your client a call to thank them.
Perfect. Exactly. So it can be buried in the folder. Because that's a different list, right? There's five names on there, and you can just kind of review that when you open up the folder. But at the same time, it's on your calendar, Outlook calendar for recurring items, so you don't have to worry about forgetting it. But you could do a separate spreadsheet, Ryan, if you wanted to see, who we're getting them from and where they are, and maybe you can cross-reference it to create some more interesting statistics. But the idea is as simple as it gets. It costs you nothing but your time, and it should have the proper effect of doing exactly what Tim was saying. It makes them comfortable doing it again. In fact, it makes them want to do it again. So you're getting introductions without ever asking, which is the most wonderful thing you can do. But they're not going to remember that they even gave you that introduction. Most people can't remember anything. Talk about who they gave introductions to and when. So it's a great tickler for reminding them that they've given you four introductions.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
We can even use that as a way, even though we didn't do it in year one or year two or year three for that matter, but we can go back and even now with referrals that we've gotten in the past, go back to the existing client and say, hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for giving me Marcia and Teresa back in June of, last year, the year before, whatever it was, they've turned into being great clients. They're fun. They're sweet. They're, whatever it is.
Yes.
You don't have to get into the dollar figure, but they're very much like you. They're, da, 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 and just have a conversation. Once again, it's that feel good aspect that you're passing on.
Yeah. It's confidentiality precludes me from saying too much, but I just want to let you know how much I really appreciate the confidence you put in us. And, I just wanted to remind you that today, Jen, June 21st was the day we actually opened the account. And, or it's been 5 years and I've called you every year. You don't have to tell. I had a guy, and now just think about this, right? I had a guy that called me every single year on the anniversary of the date I hired him. He tracked me wherever I was. And would call and say, this is John. I just wanted to call and let you know that this is the anniversary, the 10th, the 12th, the 15th anniversary of when you hired me. And I just wanted to thank you because it's been a wonderful career and you're responsible because you hired and trained me.
Even with different firms?
John Berkhauser. That's who it was.
Were you guys ever at different firms? Did he still reach out to you when you were at different
firms? No, he was at the same firm. And then he called me and said, and this was shocking because I was still working. He said, Rob, I just want to call you and let you know I'm retiring this year. And I said, John, you're young. He said, yep, because of you, I can retire early. And I hit my number and I'm done. And I said, John, that's great. Congratulations. He was a wonderful guy. It was my first office at the Merchandise Mart office in Chicago, and he was one of the very first guys I ever hired. But he's the only one that ever did that. And it was really, just think about it. I still think about it today, right? And so don't tell, this is a wonderful idea that no one uses. 98%, I would say probably 99% of the people I give this idea to never use it. And yet you all are agreeing it's a really good idea. So.
Well, you can also probably use it for centers of influence if they give you multiple or if you're years in and they've given you multiple, they become your center of influence. But, you know, you can almost say, hey, listen, it's July 1st. I just want to let you know that, you know, you've given me X amount over the Junes, you know, throughout the years or what have you. You know, there's a bunch of different ways you can take it, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, and then you can also obviously use this list as, you know, your ambassadors club, right? And the people that are giving you introductions every year, you bring in, take them on an ocean, you know, a little cruise out, evening sunset cruise for dinner with their spouse and really recognize them. So it's just a simple way, and you guys are all equipped to do this right now. You don't need to go get a new center of influence or do anything. Just go back and compile the list and start putting it on the calendar and start doing it. You couldn't create a better habit. And you know how much it costs? Zero. It's called being a nice human being and appreciating being, you know, we don't have enough appreciation for the gifts and things that we get. So people appreciate someone that is grateful. I think that's the term, grateful for what they have. So anyway, I shared it with the last guy and he was like, this is a great idea. I said, yeah, but you know, nobody uses it. So we don't always have to have a brand new idea. We just have to use the ideas that we already have. So one of the things that we do is encourage our clients to be centers of influence, not just to occasionally send us an introduction. Because most of them could do a lot more if they wanted to.
Correct.
So Tim, you're it. You do it.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do this. I mean, I in my short career here on this side of the fence, I've gotten a few referrals, and I'm going to, if I don't have the dates, I'm just going to make them up because I know kind of directionally what they were, but I'm going to start doing that already.
And you know that you can go in and look at the account. It'll tell you the date the account was open, right? On the screen,
yes,
on the
sir.
Profile page. So you can see it right there. And even if it was June, like you said, 2 years ago, you can say, hey, back in June of 18 or 20, this is what, you know, you gave me XYZ.
Yeah, and you can always call them and say, you know, we're doing some homework on who's entrusted us with introductions, and I just wanted to call and thank you for introducing me to John Smith 2 years ago. Actually, this is the anniversary, June 21st, and I just wanted to call and thank you for that. You know, you can always start. It's never too late to send a thank you note. It's never too late to say thank you. People are always like, wow, that's so sweet. Okay. So do the thank you note. do the bottle of wine or whatever you send to them when they open, when they give you an introduction. But do this every year and the impact will be more important than any of the gifts you could give them. Anyway. So I like the, Ryan and I discussed earlier kind of the, how do you identify a center of influence? And that he took a brief training session with another firm. And I'm kind of adopting it because it makes sense. Make sure that your centers of influence, when you're trying to determine if somebody is a center of influence, make sure that they, are really a prospect, right? To be a center of influence. So the question is, you know, do you give introductions to financial advisors? And then who are the top three firms that you refer to? And then the third question would be, how do I become one of those firms? What's it going to take for me to be one of those firms? So I think one of the things that I didn't do as a coach was to, I mean, look, when I can teach you how to prospect, right? You don't prospect people that aren't prospects. So you're not prospecting centers of influence that aren't prospects. So the first thing you do is, you know, when we're prospecting for a new client, we want to be sure that they are interested, they have the ability, and they're willing to act within a reasonable amount of time. That's a prospect versus a suspect. So let's apply the same thing to a center of influence. They're interested, they have the ability, and they're willing to act within a reasonable amount of time. Then you've got a prospect as a center of influence. So I think we can waste a lot of time prospecting people that don't give introductions or aren't willing to do it within a reasonable amount of time. They're closed. You know, they give them, but they're closed to us. Well, that's fine. We don't want to waste our time there. So I think one of the things that Ryan brought back to my head was, let's not waste time on people that aren't going to be willing to give us introductions. Okay. They may be the most important center of influence in the world, but they're not willing to give us one. You know, we're just wasting our time.
So yeah, that's just kind of what I'm trying to focus on, is like, stop messing around with the bullshit. Like, it's been how many years that I've been doing the same thing over and over again, and it sounds like it gets me infuriated, like, the longer I think about it, you know. And yeah, I just keep telling myself there's going to be a point where this all starts clicking and I'm going to be like, why did I waste a decade not doing this, you know? And like, that's where I'm at right now. We're like I'm literally pissed off at myself, and I'm pissed off at the situation. Like, look, like, things are good. And I'd say for someone who's 40 and to have the practice I have, I'm not disappointed in my life or anything. I'm not saying I'm a failure, but it's just like, I know it could be so much better, but you know, I've spent how many hundreds or thousands of hours sitting on my ass, not really doing business additive activities, whether I'm hiding in research or hiding in, you know, making up an excuse to not do it. Like, that's what pisses me off right now, or has been pissing me off. So I'm at the point where I'm literally breaking because I'm like so mad about things. So that's why it's like, okay, fine. You know, like, if I have to spend the next year and I don't do any quote unquote new business, but if I'm doing this and I'm laying the foundation and then in 12 months, 18 months, whatever, it's going to come through, then it's going to come through, then that's great. But if I don't do this, I'm just going to be sitting here for the rest of my career saying, well, what if I did do this? And, you know, would I have been a $5 million producer instead of a $1 million producer, or whatever it is? You know, like, it's aggravating. And the more I see other schmucks doing it that are having success, you know, like it aggravates me when I hear some of these people are doing a million in revenue, when I'm like, these people are idiots. They're absolute idiots. But they've done something right, where they've either, you know, gotten a couple of attorneys or accountants to believe that whatever they're doing is the greatest thing on earth, or I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, honestly. That's where I'm at right now. Like, I'm just mad is really the only way to say it. You know, I'm mad at myself. And hopefully it will be an agent of change to change things moving forward. We'll find out though, right?
You can't change.
Yeah. You got to be a little pissed off in order to, you know, I forget who it was that, there was a marathon runner and they said, how do you win marathons? You know, how do you win the Olympics and marathons? And he said, you can be great. You can be a great runner. But as far as I'm concerned, in order to win a marathon, you have to go a little crazy. Okay. So you got to be a little whacked in order to really be successful at this business. You can't just do what everybody else is doing. You got to be a little crazy. You got to be willing to make more calls, see more people, be busier, and push yourself, be out of your comfort zone and into a place that other people aren't willing to do. Just like that simple idea I just gave you. Why does, you know, I've given it to thousands of people and I've never known anybody that actually used it. Why? Because it takes work, right? It's like the agenda and the executive summary. I have a guy that's using the executive summary and he's like, this is the greatest thing. I am doing so much business because of this. I'm getting more assets. People love it. And I'm like, yep. Congratulations. It works. It's smart. Why don't people use it? Because they're too lazy. That's it. It's the only answer. Because it's good for the client. If it's good for the client and differentiates you, why wouldn't you use it? Well, it's because it's too much work. What's it really? It takes about 15 seconds to do it. I mean, truthfully, how long does it take? Does it take a minute? Maybe 2 minutes to do an executive summary. You go in on the Zoom call. You got the email right there. You send the email. You put the title in the email. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thanks. Bye. Send. Done. Well, they're just not willing to do it. I understand. I don't always do it, you know. But it makes sense. And that's the difference, you know, guys that jump on this stuff, like folders, giving the client their own folder, giving the center of influence a folder, having the 5 steps for creating a center of influence. Every step's important. Anyway, so you gotta, and some people really are naturally good at this and other people just have to work at it. So, you know, just fill up your breakfast and fill up your lunches with centers of influence and just keep seeing them until you find the right ones. It's like hiring the right person for a partner or a spouse or whatever, you know, you don't make it luck. You work.
True.
Okay, so Ryan's fired up. Larry, how about you?
Just trying to keep the nose to the grindstone. Do these little things, keep getting out there. You know, now that we're getting opened up, I've been trying to look at lunches, look at happy hours, look at just being out there and playing in traffic a lot more. So that's been my personal goal, to do that. Cause that way, that's the only way that I've been able to get a lot of business.
Yeah. Good, good. So Ryan, how do you want me to hold you accountable to this?
I guess from my standpoint, it's just asking me how many, you know, COI appointments have I done, you know, until something starts being more successful. You know, like I had a couple in the last few weeks and it's done nothing but, you know, reinforce that I need to find the right people, so to speak. You know, like having the same conversation with the state attorney over and over again is one thing. And, you know, like Larry does a much better job of playing in traffic than I do, but, you know, I would challenge you, Larry, to be more intentional in what you're doing as opposed to just being around people, you know, like target people or figure out what it is you're going for. Like, being social is a step ahead of what I'm doing, but, you know, I think acting with intention is something that sets apart, like, the people that get to where they want to go and don't. You know, like, I don't have named targets. You know, I'm working with the junior guy on our team that helps us set up all of our Salesforce pipelines to start getting the pipelines on paper, you know, because sometimes, like, I'll have business out there that I'll literally just forget about for 3 months, you know, like an idiot. And, you know, like you're talking about with, you know, with the data, like, I'm basically trying, like, and I'm sure there's better ways to do this, but, like, right now I'm trying to work on having, like, you know, I have a spreadsheet that's got, like, all my new assets and my pipeline, and then I've got, like, my book segmentation, and I'm adding on the important dates and people referred and last 12 and anniversary referral columns to my client segmentation list, you know. So, like, I'm now, you know, like, if you look at it, like, it's here, you know, that way when I'm looking at my clients, it's all going, can you guys see that?
Yeah.
It's all going to be there. So, you know, it's one of those things that, I need to, you know, like there's just so much data and so much shit all the time that, like, I'm trying to, you know, just, if it's not in my face, I'm not going to do it, you know, and, you know, in terms of, yes, I've been doing the executive summaries better, but still not 100%, but, you know, I'm not 100% on anything right now. So I'm trying to make that better. And, you know, we've been doing less transactional business and trying to get more into the managed so we can focus more on driving the business, as opposed to, you know, being stuck in the same task loops, so to speak. So for me, I guess it's just asking me, like, hey, have you met with any new centers of influence, or do you have any new center of influence appointments? And, you know, is anything coming from it? Because I can have 600 appointments, and if nothing comes of it, it doesn't matter. So, you know, and then there's one or two people that I am going to work on trying to, for lack of better terms, coach, because I know they're not sending business to anyone. Like, I have a neighbor that's a hell of a nice guy that I'd love to send more business to, but I'm not going to continue to send business to him. You know, he's going to be taking over his dad's practice, and it's just going to be him at some point. So he could send business, and I think he would, but he's just not wired in the sales mentality. He's terrible from that side. So maybe I can help coach him, and maybe, you know, minimal effort, I might be able to get something going there. Just once again, you know. But, yeah, it's just I need to get out and get involved on the charity side and get more present, you know, get out there, so to speak. It's really what needs to happen. So I guess just asking if I'm doing any COI stuff or asking if I've done anything with outside the office activities.
Yeah, the scoreboard and the game board. The game board is really the activity and tracking the activity. If you get the activity, you're not an idiot. If you get the activity, you'll get the results. This family office person sounds like a great lead. That's a great lead.
Yeah, she's a neighbor, and, you know, she was party together all the time.
Yep.
So
just giving her the opportunity to see you professionally once a month would probably be good for you guys. You can share ideas, you can share, and then share introductions. I mean, it's just really makes sense. Now you're not going to be able to give her much, but she can give you a lot. So what the hell? You can be nice to her, invite her to parties and invite her to dinner and take good care of her, and she gives you introductions. So
compliment her when she gives you a referral and follow back and all those things.
Yeah, no, there's a chance.
Yeah, so I mean, it is activity that you need to focus on without being too tough on yourself. Just say, hey, look, congratulations. I had 4 actions this week versus 3 the week before, with a goal of 5 next week and 6 after that and 7. And just measure your activity and just encourage yourself to be more in traffic, but intentional traffic. So, okay.
Yep.
Good. I like the spreadsheet. Keep it in front of you. If you put that in front of yourself every day, you do that. Every morning, look at it. Move the needle.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it front of mind, so to speak.
I have this guy with UBS that's, you know, he's good, but his sales assistant's better. And every Friday in their scoreboard meeting, she gives him a rundown of exactly where they are in every single area of their business. Now, that's a really good idea, okay? That's what you're supposed to be doing. But she actually does it. And she has no, you know, she just does it. So you could have your virtual engagement associate do it. You could have a sales assistant do it, but somebody needs to do that and have you guys meet and hear what happened this week.
And oh, we did get a handwritten letter out, or we got a typed letter out on nice paper and everything announcing the transition. So that was better received.
Better, yeah. Way to go. Okay. Yeah.
What?
The first letter wasn't too good.
The first short letter.
Yeah, he heard about that. We had a call right after that, so I was very, very vocal about that. But we're getting there.
Way to go!
All right.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye, guys.